Morning. Today I want to talk to you about pride to start with and things that we cannot separate from pride. Courage, power, and the future. And to start, to set the stage, I want to see where we are when we think about pride. Think about if you could articulate why Pride Month is in June every year. Across the country, we chose June. And we chose June because 44 years ago, members of what we would now call the LGBT community in New York City chose June to say, we've had enough. There was a bar, the Stonewall Inn, that was frequently raided because it catered to, again, what we would now call the LGBT community. Police would raid the bar, arrest, beat, and kick out members of our community for being who they were. And one night in June, they stood up and said, we've had enough. We're not gonna stand here, we're not gonna sit here. And they burst into the streets in a riot. It wasn't peaceful, it wasn't pretty, but it was authentic. And it was our community standing up and saying, this is it, we've had enough, and we're gonna start fighting back today. And that was the birth of the modern LGBT rights movement. Mistakenly, a lot of people refer to it as the gay rights movement or the night the gays took back the streets at Stonewall. The patrons of that bar and the rioters that night were largely people of color, many cross-dressers and transgender people, specifically trans women, because they were the ones most often beaten, arrested, and brutalized in that bar. And it's not that it's separate. It's not that the gays said, oh, we're okay, and gender non-conforming people said, oh, but we're not, so we're gonna stand up. The connection was there through the discrimination. Police largely had reason to arrest people because they were violating a law that required you must wear at least 3 articles of clothing at all time that match your assigned gender. And if not, you could be arrested. And it was a communal gathering, a communal feeling of we're done with this, that spurred our movement 44 years ago. And looking back, I can't imagine if those rioters in the street that night could even dream that we would be in the place that we are right now in our movement. That here in Maryland, we would be able to say, yes, you can get married to anyone you want, regardless of gender. That we have made that progress, that their sacrifices, their rioting that night spurred a movement that has brought us this far in such a short amount of time. It's incredible. And Pride every year is a season where we look back and remember those riots, remember that night at Stonewall. And then we come together and we say, as a community, what's next? Where do we go from here? Because our struggles aren't done. And returning to that connection between sexual orientation and gender identity, those articles of clothing, gender norms that were used to attack gay, lesbian, and bisexual people regardless of gender identity. Our paths are inextricably linked. My activism, yes, in Texas, started as I started to figure out who I was as a person. And my first thought wasn't, I'm transgender, that's it, nail on the head, I'm done. It was a journey, it was an evolution, as so many aspects of our identities are, as we come to know who we are as individuals. I started because, as a high school student, I looked around and I saw myself and I saw my friends being discriminated against, being bullied, largely before there was broad awareness about bullying and policies. And it was students making other students' lives miserable. And one day, someone came to me and said, hey, you know what, you can fix that, or you can at least start trying. and I had an opportunity to get involved politically. And to me, that political avenue was my personal avenue. It was my journey. It was the start, my first step of figuring out where in this community, where in this society, I fit in as myself. And my first step of saying, you know what, I'm done. It's my turn to stand up, and it's my turn to make a difference. And at first, I lumped myself in with, okay, lesbian, that seems about right. Or maybe bi, maybe queer. And I kind of picked up pieces of my identity as I went along. As I came to know the incredible people within the entire LGBT community, as I found very carved out spaces of welcome and acceptance, people opened doors for me that allowed me to explore who I was and to explore what that meant for me and what that meant for everyone around me. And it was almost funny because it's one of those you can't really know until you learn, or you don't know what you don't know. The first time I heard what trans people are, who trans people are, or even what transgender is, besides that T tacked on in so many places, kind of sat back and said, yeah, that makes sense. Actually, it might make a little bit too much sense. And I went from being an ally to others to fully embracing who I am. And those three articles of clothing really was, it's kind of a symbol to me when I look back on it. Because it was, first, let me shed any feminine dress because I'm not comfortable in it. And I'll go neutral. And I'll wear only pants. And then maybe I'll try a tie. And then maybe a collared shirt and some slacks and some men's shoes. And that was a big deal to me. To even go shopping in that men's department and feel like I was allowed to do that. And more so, feel like that was who I was. And so I look back on articles of clothing and how much that doesn't shape us, but we can use it to reflect our authentic selves. And how many indicators of our authentic selves we put out every day. Why do you wear your hair long? Why do or don't you dye your hair? Do you have a tattoo? Do you have a piercing? Do you wear heels or flats? All of these are choices that we make because we're free to make in order to portray the people that we are inside. It's our way of showing the world, here's who I am, and I'm going to put it front and center so that you cannot deny this piece of me. And in some ways, that's what articles of clothing, hairstyles, accessories are. But for me, each piece of clothing that I allowed myself to buy was more than that. It ran deeper. It was me allowing myself to really break out of a mold I had been shoved into and to put my authentic self forward. And it wasn't a quick journey. For so few of us, it's not a snap your fingers and here I go, I'm a man. And I would put out there that it's not like that for people who are born men either. But it really is a journey. In my case, it took years, literally years, to go from one place of, oh, I'm pretty sure I'm not a woman, to, well, what the heck am I then? And it started out when I let myself think outside of man and woman, outside of this body part means this identity, means you look and act like this. And over the course of 6 years, I slowly started evolving into the man I am today. Took me 6 years from deciding I want people to see me as a man because that is who I am, to actually taking the medical steps to start transitioning and start testosterone. 6 years. And that was after I knew that I wanted to do it. And it's an intense journey. It is, again, slowly putting away the person that people want you to be and allowing yourself to express and become the person that you are. And with every new outfit, with every physical change in my body from hormones, I felt more and more like, yes, this is who I am. I'm not becoming a man. I'm showing the man that I've always been. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, whether it's something that you've always wanted to do but were too scared to do it, or something that someone told you you couldn't do because you weren't that kind of person. And I keep drawing these connections because so many people see trans rights, trans people, the trans movement, as separate and unrelatable. I can be an ally without understanding it. And that's true. You don't have to understand the complexities, the ins and outs of my identity in order to understand me and understand that we need to work together. And so this Pride season, let's remember the people who sacrificed and remember how far we've come. Marriage equality in so many states. Maryland becoming the first one to confirm it at the ballot box. First, because our election returns came in first. In four different counties in Maryland, trans people are covered by anti-discrimination laws. Across the state, 100% of people are covered against discrimination based on sexual orientation. The four counties cover about 47% of Maryland's population that are protected from anti-trans discrimination. That is something to celebrate. It is. It's a vast progress that many states and many jurisdictions have not seen yet. It's still only 47% of the population. The National Gay and Lesbian Task Force and the National Center for Trans Equality did a study on anti-trans discrimination across the country. The Maryland results are staggering. 18% of trans people in Maryland have lost a job because of their gender identity. 42% have experienced an adverse reaction at work. 17% have been denied housing or an apartment, a roof over our heads. And 54%, more than half, have experienced harassment in places of public accommodation. These statistics are people, one. And these statistics are people being punished, denied basic rights, denied basic needs, because they've had the courage to stand up and say, this is who I am. I know this discrimination could happen to me, but that risk is worth it for me to live authentically, for me to wear not just a tie, but a suit. I will face that risk because it's that important to me. And so this Pride season, let's remember that people step out of their doors every day knowing that we are facing a serious risk of discrimination, serious risk of violence and hate. And for me and other trans people, it's because of our gender identity. For many gay, lesbian, and bisexual people, it's because of their sexual orientation, but also their gender expression. We cannot separate these reasons. We cannot separate these sources of discrimination. Together, we can confront them head on. Rioters at Stonewall were joined until it was an outpouring of one community coming together and saying, this is enough. 44 years later, we have come together in so much bigger and so much better and so much more diverse and beautiful ways. We're joined by allies. We're joined by people of all faiths. People in every state, in every walk of life, are coming together to say this is wrong and to say let's keep fighting. We don't win every time. Again, I started in Texas. We never won there. And people still face discrimination, still face violence. But each of those losses, each of the sadnesses that we face when we lose a member of our community or face discrimination is a source of strength, because it's the reason that I and you and all of our allies and everyone fighting for basic rights get up in the morning and say, today, I'm going to continue saying enough is enough. We are going to continue pushing forward. And pride is that one time where we're drawn back to our roots. Back to the first time that people reached out, reached up, and grabbed power for ourselves. Because coming together, standing up, we can take back that power. We're not powerless. It is an embracing who we are, embracing our authentic selves, and saying, this is my calling. I must act on it. That we will come together, and we will continue to gain more power until we can step outside of our doors and say, hey world, this is me. And not fear the same levels of discrimination. Because we all deserve that. Every step I take for myself, I take for my others in the trans community, I take for allies in the LGB community, I take for every person who wants to say, I have something inside of me that needs to come out. And together, I have full faith that we can act on our calling and we can make this world, this state, this county, a better place. Because we have some incredible role models to look back to. And I look forward to stepping alongside each and every one of you as we continue to push along this journey toward equal rights and towards a world without discrimination, without prejudice, or at least where it's a little harder to act on that. Thank you for having me today, and I look forward to continuing this fight with each and every one of you.